Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by District 28 Representative Greg Hartzell to talk about proposed changes to the state gas tax. Well, one of the big subjects that's going to be coming up with the legislative session is going to be the gas tax and possibly some changes to that. First off, let's let our listeners know, what exactly is the gas tax used for?
Well, thank you for having me again, Tony. And primarily our gas tax goes into our road use tax fund, which is primarily used to do maintenance and upkeep on our infrastructure, our roads and our bridges, also any new projects in our municipalities and, you know, on our state highways. And that's primarily, it's for roads and bridges.
And the state average has been between 31 and 33 overall in the nation, which is on the lower end of the national scale. So it's been very low compared to the rest of the nation and even below the national average. It's basically held about 22 cents per gallon for as long as we can basically look back at. What kind of possible increase is being proposed for this?
Well, the most popular proposal out there is the 10 cent per gallon increase. Some have proposed doing it all at once. Some have proposed doing it 3 cents the first year, 3 cents the second, and then 4 cents the third year, doing it incrementally over 3 years. There also have been proposals of maybe dropping the per gallon back to maybe, let's say, 16 cents per gallon, and then adding a 5% surcharge on top of the total sales. So there's been several options out there, but the most popular one has been the 10 cent per gallon increase on what we currently charge taxpayers.
And with that, let's go ahead and take a look at some of the rankings of surrounding states, because that's going to be a bit of a factor as well. The only state that is currently lower than Iowa when it comes to surrounding states is Missouri. Theirs is at 17.5 cents. They're ranked 45th in the nation. Now, Nebraska is 24th in the nation at 25.5 cents. Minnesota, 28.6 cents. They're 19th. Wisconsin's at 32.9. They're 14th. Illinois is 39.1. They're 5th in the nation. With this increase, though, this would basically shoot Iowa up into the top 20 in the nation.
Correct. Nationwide, it would jump us, it would catapult us from where we are now up into, like what you've said, in the top 20 in the nation. We also have to factor in our neighboring states. Right now, as you mentioned, Missouri is the only state that has a lesser gas tax per gallon than what we do. But if we were to go with a 10 cent increase per gallon, that would make us like number two or number three compared with other neighboring states. So that's going to be concerning, especially right now. You have a lot of gas stations and convenience stores along the Missouri border right now that are already competing with cheap gas prices with Missouri. They're competing with higher alcohol content in their beer and fireworks and everything else that folks from Iowa go to Missouri for. If we raise it another dime, it's really going to hit them significantly. But it's also going to, let's say, we'll catapult ahead of Nebraska now. We'll catapult ahead of Minnesota if we were to go with a dime increase per gallon. So it's going to affect those businesses and those border communities as well.
With the lower gas prices, we can see why they're doing this proposal. However, there are other things that people can consider when it comes to the lower gas prices that are going to be beneficial to the state of Iowa, don't you think?
I believe so. You know, I know that's been one thing that's been talked about a lot, is that now that the gas prices have gone down, well, here's the time to raise the tax. Well, the only problem with that is that when we see these dip in gas prices, a lot of our retailers were very thankful for that, because it put more money in the pockets of Iowans and they had more money to spend. I think making sure we keep our taxes and our expenses low and putting more money back in the pockets of Iowans, that's the thing that's going to help our economy rebound. The other thing that concerns me too is, for those proponents who are saying that we need to raise the gas tax, they're essentially saying that our budget, as it is right now, there is no fat, there's no excess, there's no waste, it's perfect. It is so lean that we have nothing left to do but raise the tax in order to cover the shortfall. You know, looking back just in the last 10 years, our state budget has increased from, the spending has increased from $4.5 billion to $7 billion. So I have a hard time accepting that premise, that out of that $7 billion budget that we are as lean as possible, and so therefore we have no alternative but to raise the tax.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, District 28 Representative Greg Hartzell, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.